Millie was alive, would she have ever done what some women do in Liverpool by walking out in her pyjamas?
Oh, yeah. No, not in pyjamas, she wouldn't. She'd have a house coat on. You and the mules.
And would she ever wear a tracksuit in Liverpool?
Eh?
Would she ever wear a tracksuit in Liverpool?
No, she'd never wear a tracksuit, no. No, she'd never wear a tracksuit. But she'd be frequently found in an icy in the garden after another chip pan fire.
Oh. I'll tell you for why. We're trying to ban tracksuits in Liverpool.
I don't suit tracksuits. I look like lagging around the pipe in a tracksuit. You know, with the white lines, I look like it, the gutter. You know, the lines painted down the side of the leg. I just don't suit them. I look like I'll come out of rehab if you put me in a tracksuit. Clear the village. Oh, my God. I thought the prison had closed. I really don't suit one. So I have to be careful what I wear, but with fashion.
Oh,
I just think, try and buy... Save up and buy something expensive rather than spend your money on loads of cheap things. You know what I mean? Have something.
Because we are the only city, you know, where women actually get up, scratch the bits, go to the ciggies, go to the shops and still stay in their pyjamas.
Oh, good for them. Have you never seen that film, Woman in the Dressing Gown?
No.
Oh, never seen it?
No.
It's about a woman who gets up and she never gets washed or not and she just goes around in the house coat all day, and I don't think she goes out. She might stand on the step. No, you've got to get up and get dressed, haven't you?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a bit depressing. I suppose if you were like... I don't know. It's very peculiar fashion, isn't it?
It is, indeed. It can only happen in Liverpool.
But it's not like nighties, it's pyjamas.
It's pyjamas, but I mean, they came on a march. They all came out of the houses in Kirby and started marching. They still had the pyjamas on and their mules.
What were they marching for?
What was it? It was some demonstration, but, you know, it was the fact that they just got straight out of bed, gone down the shop, got the ciggies, put the house coat on, got the mules on and then walked down the road.
But you know what I say? Good for them. To think, I can't be for getting dressed. I'm not even combing my hair. I totally sympathise with that. Oh, yeah. I go up the post office here and don't forget it's a little village. You know, I'll fly up in the morning, straight out the bed for the milk and the paper. And I terrorise them. I go in and, you know, she screams behind the post office counter because I look that rough. And I think, I haven't even washed my face.